I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. This weekend, I think I'm going to have to see Mad Max Fury Road just to see what all the fuss is about. It did pull down 6 Oscars after all. Sound, production design, hairstyling, makeup, much more. You may already know all of that. Unfortunately, there is no category for very tough location. Otherwise, it might have gotten 7 Oscars. Mad Max Fury Road is set in a futuristic desert, a wasteland where there's little gasoline and water is a precious commodity. Reporter Aaron Conway-Smith with our Global Post team joins me now from Johannesburg. So where were the desert scenes in Mad Max shot, Aaron?
Well, they were actually shot in Namibia. They were meant to be shot in Australia, but at the last minute, very unexpected rainfall caused flowers to start growing all over the place and the sand to look a little bit too green, and so they had to move it.
Yeah, doesn't read desert, so let's go to a real desert. Is this the Namib Desert?
That's right, the Namib Desert. I've actually been there a few times, and it's in Namibia, which is in the southern part of Africa along the Atlantic Ocean coast. Pretty remote spot with very few people, just the sort of landscape you'd want when you're trying to portray this sort of post-apocalyptic feel to a film.
Now, what did shooting Mad Max Fury Road in the Namib Desert do? Did it cause any harm?
Well, that's the concern, because it is a very fragile landscape. I mean, having been there, I can tell you that it feels like you're on the moon or something like that, like maybe on another planet. I mean, on first glance, it doesn't look like anything can live at all in that environment. It rains, you know, barely half an inch a year. But when you look closer, you'll find that there's all kinds of little creatures living in the sand, snakes and chameleons and geckos, as well as really rare plant life, lichens and other sorts of things. And so there was a great concern that the filming would damage some of these areas.
Yeah, so a lot of fragile little plants and critters in that desert. Let's hear what the Namibia film commissioner, Vixen Hangula, had to say about Mad Max Fury Road. He was speaking on a windy day to a journalist in Cannes in France.
There were some environmentalists from Namibia who were asking whether shooting in that pristine landscape, the desert, which is for centuries has been protected, whether it will not damage the environment and so on. However, the positive thing that the producers of Mad Max did is to take a botanist, and they actually did the tests, and they cleaned up afterwards. And it is fine, like it wasn't touched.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there was one tour guide who's based in the area who said that he saw the film crew in sort of sensitive parts of the Dorob National Park, which is where some of it was filmed, where the film crew wasn't supposed to go. The thing about that park is that they've carved out areas for recreation, but then there's parts that you're not supposed to touch just because even just driving over the landscape can cause huge damage. So apparently the filmmakers had dragged some of the areas to get rid of the tire tracks and the marks, but that was just sort of making things a little bit worse by kind of dragging the landscape after.
Okay, what I really want to know now, Aaron, is how long have there been pirated DVDs of Mad Max Fury Road on the streets of Johannesburg?
Yeah, probably faster than it came into the theaters here, that's for sure.
Okay, reporter Aaron Conway-Smith with our team at Global Post. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.